Graham, what's the verdict?
Disappointment, really, that you know, it's a massive game for both teams, and probably Blackburn probably just showed the bit of quality that was needed to win it. And we think we've got the quality on the pitch, and you know, we've got the lads who battle away at the back and keep you in the game, give you a chance to win the game. So, you know, I think the finger has to be pointed at people at higher end of the pitch, really, from midfield onwards, that we have to do better.
I suppose it's been the same old story all season, really, just not scoring at the other end.
Yeah, but I mean, there's different ways to score, like, and it's probably down to bravery and commitment, really, that to get forward. That probably certainly wasn't their first half, was it? And even when we started to improve second half, is when we conceded. So, you know, but there's still all to play for. And now it's just get up and get ready for Birmingham.
I suppose it shows the tight margins at the bottom. A week ago, Wigan were ahead of Blackburn in the table. Now they're 5 points clear of you. And they're in 20th position.
Yeah, well, Tony's come in, obviously. I came the other night and he's got a response from the players. But I've always said about Blackburn Rovers that they have got... even before when Owen was there, that I thought they would always score, you know. I can't think there's many games that they haven't scored, really. So that is a key. And you saw that quality from Emnes that, after it wasn't there Tuesday night, but he certainly had a decent game tonight.
And as far as the Sean McDonald, you missed him early on. What's the injury and how long is he going to be out?
Well, it's a bit too early to say, but it does look sort of semi-serious, if you know what I mean. Like, it's a ligament possibility, so... But it will know better on Monday, but he was a big loss, and hopefully it's not going to be that long.